All right, everybody. Adam Miura is next. A couple of announcements before then. There's one more reading here, one more Chapter House reading before the end of the year. The season finale is Saturday, December 12th, which is not 2 weeks from today, but actually 3 weeks from today. So come out for that. We'll have Julia Block, and visiting us from New York, we'll have Tanya Foster and Kristen Gallagher. So Tanya Foster, Kristen Gallagher, and Julia Block, December 12th. And then that'll be the last one of the year. And then we'll start up again January 16th. Any other things coming up this week or the week after, poetry related?
Next, no.
Thanksgiving?
December 3rd.
Your home to your parents on Thanksgiving.
December 3rd, yeah.
December 3rd.
December 3rd.
But I'll announce when I get up there if you want.
Okay, Adam's going to announce when up there. I'm going to pass around Frank Walsh's hat, and in it, I'm suggesting a $3 to $5 donation for our visiting writer, not for Frank. Maybe we'll get a little cut.
I have
10%, maybe. But anyway, I'll pass that around. Okay, Adam.
Yeah.
I'll just say a couple things about Adam. I'll let him get up here. Adam Miura is the director of the Poetic Arts Performance Project, which is a multi-venue nonprofit that runs poetic events, including the only ongoing symposium series for poets in Philly. And if you go to that website, they have all kinds of cool things on there. Recordings of readings and the recordings of these symposiums that have started up.
And he's on the next one.
Yeah, and when is that?
December 13th.
December 13th is the next symposium.
Get him!
Alright. Enough of this hype.
He's getting out of
And Miura. Alright, thanks to Ryan and Stan. Appreciate that. And Paul and Sarah, you guys were amazing. So I'll do my best. My mom always says that was good enough. Okay. A little bit later, I'm going to bring up some guests to help me out, do some bangs, and I'm going to start slow. I don't know who likes it slow, but I like it slow.
Okay.
And you can laugh anytime you want. You don't have to be, for me, you can laugh, you can boo, you can throw things. I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm comfortable in that type of environment. So I just want to make sure you knew that ahead of time. That's how I grew up.
Preferably
I was beaten. Preferably mud. Yes. I think I forgot something. Oh, if you're about to hear me for the first time, I want to let you know what a treat it is for you. Okay. So like I said, slow. This is opening. My name to you becomes a parcel exploding in China. Further down the bed, you are laughing, increased teeth, downward facing sunlight. Thank you very much. You don't have to clap unless you want to. I think you should clap. Come on, you should clap. All right. This is for my wife. That's Sonia right there. That's my wife. She puts up with me.
Yes.
She awakens me. Dreamt headlights illuminating October's mouth. Swan hands caressing cheek. Fog light pairs falling from trees. Yellow-green flesh sloshing in snow boots. A rain softens the paper lamp so her skeleton can sit in the mist. Warm moisture in my nostrils. I wonder if I secrete her. Ryan, you sweet thing. Pass that back to her, will you, please? So my wife and I, luckily, are going to adopt a child very soon.
Yes!
All right.
He's here in his bag.
Say that again.
He's here in the bag now. He's 3 years old and he's well trained. And so this is for him. This is called Bodhi. Blue throat in an embryo miles away. A nameless XY chromosome has made his way to my heart. We must not point to names, nor cultures, nor boundaries in endless fortunes. Opened, he must be in one of them. Shining, slim, paper, cookie, full, like the sun on fresh-cut calla lilies, as he leaves tiny handprints on my back. That's for Bodhi. That's, here you go. You want to hold that?
Grandson
to be. All right.
Wow.
Going much faster. You like his name? Thank you, Jane. Mistress of the Fuse. If you haven't been to the Fuse, you should go to the Fuse. It's a slam venue / hybrid venue every
second and last Friday. Not the day after Thanksgiving.
Not the day after Thanksgiving. And aren't you featuring Tara?
Mm-hmm. January 22nd.
Oh, okay. Tara. Okay. Cool. Awesome. And while I'm remembering, the next event is December 3rd, featuring Stephanie Duran Seymour. Suyin Juliet Lee, and was an amazing avant-garde poet, and Jesse Scher, a great singer-songwriter, and it's an open mic if you want to come out to that. And then our symposium on December 13th is a venues and aesthetics symposium. So it's going to be Ryan Eckes, St. Scribbly LaCroix, who the hell else? Autumn Kanapka from Mad Poets, and Crucial, who runs the October Gallery, which is the longest running reading series in Philadelphia. So come out to that if you can. And that's $3. And the proceeds, most of the proceeds benefit a charity. So, you know.
That's not true, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's true.
No, okay. This is Longing, one of my favorite poems that I have written because I put a lot of energy and time into it. So if you don't like it, I'm going to fucking kick your ass. Okay, just kidding, just kidding. This is a very serious poem. It's a horrible intro. This is Longing, and it's a Sistina.
Okay.
I highly encourage you to write Sistina.
Sustain
my Sistina. All right. I think it's the comic. All right, surrounded by the lily streetlights, the clouds grow patchwork aura blue. In the sunset, puddles form from the sky. He shrivels on top of the gutter, no solace, only the belly ache of stomach disintegration and cigarette longing. His suffering is tossed onto my Buddhist shrine. The smell of a decomposing spirit can be enshrined as buds of panther lilies. Before pissing oneself, there is a longing. One's mind goes to black and blue, then the warmth and moisture is solace. The release is a clear sky. A brittle, crumbling concrete bust he is, caught in a fetid sky, leveled in a shopping cart garbage can shrine. Trinkets placed for solace poke out like twin tiger lilies. A curious diary with cover torn and blue pages filled with longing, longing, longing. The scribbling right before he left their house had it written 320 times, longing. The last time he saw his daughter, she was screaming in the sky. A haze of blood and hair was washing his brain to a cold water blue. A yellow flotation device clung to him like a shrine. He recalled her wedding day, full of calla lilies. The face of her groom provided him solace. His wife was a portrait of solace. On their wedding night, their longing proved to be a regal lily. Purple sun filled the sky, like an incense swirling shrine faded to a milky blue. Now, frostbitten, fingers blue. Nickels dropped in a cup, the only solace, as whiskey bottles prop up cardboard pillow shrine. I stand above him with compassionate longing. Did he stop and drop out of this frigid sky? Or spring up a frozen snow lily? My journal fills with this blues, a solace
for one who cannot be saved in a tear-wet shrine, another married man and his longing.